Hi, and welcome to the 14th Anime Podcast from AnimeClub.net, where we talk about anything related to anime or manga. Hi, and welcome back to the Anime Podcast. It is Thursday, April 17th, 2008, and you were just listening to Zoids/Zero, and the name of the song is No Future. I'm going to do some anime news right off the bat here. They're doing a little bit, bringing out a new novel, or manga, if you want to call it, but it's a novel. First of 9 volumes to ship into April today in joint ventures with Yen Press. Little Brown gets high-end light novels in English. The published weekly trade Potential periodically report that Little Brown Books of Young Readers will publish Negaru Tanjiwaja Hashi Shon Shinzo Light novels in English starting in April of 2009. The Monarch of Hoshi Suzumaya is the first of the 9 volumes and the main inspiration for the anime series of the same name. Little Brown Books acquired the series from Adwak Shuten and joint ventures with Yen Press. It also revealed today that it will be publishing the manga version of the novels in North America. Both companies are imprints of Hayashita Book Group USA. The first novel volume will be released in a US $8.99 trade paperback version and a US $69.99 hardcover version. 4.5 million novel copies and 1.5 million manga copies have been sold in Japan. The story revolves around weird but beautiful girl named Hashia Hazumawa, who convinces or drags several of her schoolmates into joining a club that explores extraordinary phenomena and her hijinks. Well, that should be interesting or so. We'll see what goes on with that. I would like to see that as well. Hopefully it comes out with more. I don't know much about because I haven't been keeping up with the anime and stuff like that. Oh, there's a thing here for Bleach, and be Bleach fans in there. First Bleach film to run the US theaters in June 11th to 12th. June, I see. 11th and the 12th. National Cinema NCM Fun Fat Home, a digital theater distributor, has revealed that the anime Bleach, the movie Memories of Nobody, will run in America theaters on June 11th until 7 p.m. The movie is the first theatrical spoof off from the Bleach television show, which itself is aspirin of Kano Bleach manga. Subscribers of the email newsletter of Viz Media Shonen Jump magazine can purchase advance tickets from May 2nd to May 8th, and the general public can purchase tickets starting on May 9th. The screening will include behind the screen features and an interview with the director Nobunaga Abe, who is also directing the television series. Viz Media has used NCM Film High Definition Digital Presence Systems for last year's Naruto movie screening and upcoming live action Death Note screens. Viz Media announced its license of the movie in March. Like the ongoing Bleach manga and the anime series, the movie centers on the Soul Reapers, Shikigamis, or gods of death, who protect humans from the hollow spirits that prey on them. However, like the first Naruto movie, Memories of Nobody, an original story not set in the earlier Bleach television series or mangas, it ran in Japan in December 2006, and since the movie Bleach: The Diamond Dust Rebellion, Mao Hase no Hamaru, has since opened in Japan last December. Memories of Nobody introduced the previously unscreened blank entitled that also threatened mankind. Thank you to your loyal kindness for this news tip. Ooh, that'll be very interesting. I would like to go to that. That'd be nice. I wonder. Anybody who's Bleach fans, please go and watch it, because I've been following Bleach for a little while here on the Cartoon Network, and I've also gone ahead and been up to date with the episodes in Japanese reading subtitles. I'm gonna see if I can watch this. I don't know where I will be able to watch this because I don't know any of MCM Phantom Digital Theaters. I don't know if the new one that we just built here in my area is one or not. But we'll see what will happen. I don't know what will happen at the moment, but that would be exciting to do. They also talked about Death Note in there, which is a good movie to see as well, even though I would prefer it if it wasn't in actual real life, but who's not, I'm not complaining about it. It was looked fine to me. But go and see it if you're a Bleach fan. It'd be a really good movie. I've seen, I think, the first one that they brought out as well, the 30-minute one, I take it, but hopefully we can see more. Let's see, there's more news here. There's a lot of news here for some anime. Okay, Japanese Highlander Direct Cut promo video posted. The official Japanese website of the animation Hen Highlander, The Search for Vengeance action movie, has posted two promotional videos. In the Japanese version will be a director's cut edition, since director Yoshi Kaoru, Ninja Scroll Vampire Hunter D, and Bud Plus did not get the final cut in last June North America version. The movie branches off the American Highlander franchise, but Emerald Visitors have introduced a new Emerald character in 2187. By introducing a new. Okay. It looks like another new anime, going to be a promotion. I'll put the link for this promotion on our website as soon as I can get to it. Hopefully we can get more stuff like that. Oh, here. Oh, well, hopefully. Oh man, it's in Japanese. Hopefully I can get to it, because I have Japanese characters. It looks interesting. More than that on later. I'll have it on the website so it can get updated. It'll be on there by tomorrow, Maybe not tonight because I have to go to bed soon. Because it's 8:46 and I have to get ready for school. So I'm going to have to hurry up with this podcast tonight. I won't be able to do it tomorrow. Okay, let's go on to some more news. Live action Ninjago Uren episode, unaired episode number 26 stream. Show must go on. Episodes to be also added on May 21st on the Japanese DVD box. The official Japanese website of Kodansha Shonen Magazine is streaming the full unaired 26th episode of the live-action Naruto Master Najin Magi television drama series, 25 episodes of the abduction of Ken Akamatsu, yeah. Magic school comedy manga ran on Japanese television from last October to March, but the 26th episode Just Must Go On did not air. The final episode would also include in the third DVD box set with King Records will ship on May 24th. The series star actress Yona Kashiwa as the boy piano teacher at Japan All Girls Mara Akame and Sarah Washia plays in the main female lead and student Ezra. I've never heard of this anime. It looks like a real one. I'm not sure though. But who knows? If you want to check it out, I'm probably not interested in it. Doesn't look too interesting, but hopefully if you want to, you can. If anybody watches it or anything like that, let me know how it is, because I'm probably not going to watch it. We'll go on with more news here. Yen Press acquired Yoshiura manga in North America. The North American publisher Yen Press has announced that its licensed Geiku Tenshingo manga adaptation of Naragu Tengawa and Natsuitsu, the Melody of Hachi Sumeru light novel series. Well, it just relates to the other one, telling more in depth about the Yen Press acquiring it. Well, I'm actually going backwards, so this was before it. But they're doing posters, and it's Yen Press plans to give away posters at the New York Con this week and other items at Comic Con International San Diego this July. Yen Press company published director Kurt Harsher emphasizes that the manga release will not be censored. So you can go and get this if you want to, also at the National San Diego and this July for posters displaying for this. And if you please can write to me or leave a voicemail on my Yahoo, please do that. It'd be lovely to hear from you and how your cons have gone, because there's really been quite a bit out there. I'm hoping if I can go to a few cons myself. I'm not sure if I'll be able to quite yet, but I don't know. I think that's all I'm going to do for news now. I'm going to do a few reviews. Oh, gosh, damn cat. Well, I've started watching more of the Sayuki, and it's gotten more interesting. Right now, they're further down west where they're going. They've been doing all sorts of stuff, and we left up in a perfect place, because I'm going to watch the rest of it tomorrow, hopefully. I also picked up a new book, which I don't got at the moment because one of my friends grabbed it. It's a very interesting book. It's a little bit slow. I think I'll tell you the name of the artist tomorrow, because I'm going to try to get back from my friend. It's a type of action comedy type of, it's similar to Rurouni Kenshin, slow without any romance in it. It's a good book, and I'll let you know on the website what the name of it, the book is. Hopefully you can watch it. I'll try to review Rurouni Kenshin, maybe all the mangas, but I'm going to start one at a time, and they're going to be called a different podcast, because they'll take a long time, longer than these normal podcasts. I'll try to get some more videos, but at the moment I've delayed the videos because of problems, and also they've been taking up too much space in my drive. Unless you can donate to me, I'm not going to be able to do many videos. I'll maybe do a video once a month or less, until I can do I can give you the videos, but it won't be in a podcast. It'll be on the FTP site or downloading site, and I'll give you that later. That's the only way I can do it at the moment. But that's probably about much as I can do for that until I can have money and people donate to me. Please, I'm begging you to do it. Please. I want it. I need it to support this podcast and the rest of the stuff on my website. I'm hoping to get my website more generally popped up and more appealing, and it would be helpful if people give me ideas. That way I have your input and more of you actually controlling it than instead of me, because it's all for all anime lovers out there. If you want to contact me, send me I can't even think, I'm lost my train of thought, but my email is ronikenshin_real@yahoo.com. That is ronikenshin_real@yahoo.com. You can send my emails or your voicemails there. You can send an MP3, or you can do voicemail as on there when you do it through the messenger. It'd be most helpful. You can leave comments or anything like that. The song you heard at the beginning of the show is also going to be at the end here. And just to let you know, this song is about 5 minutes and 30 seconds long. So I'm just letting you know ahead of time if you want to listen to the rest of it or the repeat. But here you go. Zoid/Zero, anime song, No Future.